श्री गुरुदेव। जय जय गुरुदेव।
One friend have asked, what is the meaning of life? The meaning of life must be to live as your true self, knowing who you are, as love, life, and laughter. But this is not the reality of most people. So, we will go into it a little bit. If life is love, life, and laughter, then how come so many is suffering? And so many is unhappy? And so many has no meaning in life or looking for meaning? So every human is unique. But at the same time, everybody has the potential to awaken. So to make it easy, something that is very difficult to talk about, we could say that there is three levels of humans' evolution. It must be much, much, much more, but we cannot talk about thousands tonight. So the first is when man is asleep, which is the most of the people of society. Then man is asleep, unconscious to his own gold mine, his own light inside. When you sleep, you sleep. You're in darkness, like a robot. There is no light there. So in this state, people are only looking out and thinking about themselves. What is important is to have ego satisfaction through being famous, power, greed, money, image. One is a slave of the lower instincts. And to be a slave of your lower instinct as a human being, that is suffering, because your potentials are much, much more. So on this level where most people are functioning, what is the meaning in it? To get more money, to get more power, to cheat more, to have a better facade, to have a better body. This is the lowest, but this is the masses. The meaning in life here maybe is to watch the soccer game on Saturday. And these are the people who are in power on the planet. They are always competing, always in competition, always in fight, always in power games. They cannot meet, because the ego is fight, is looking out only for itself. It has no compassion, no understanding, no heart, and definitely no surrender to life, to truth. It's a non-surrendering state of living, which then will be fight instead, struggle, conflict, power. So this is how it is on the planet, the people who are running it. So for these people who are the masses, there can be many, many different kind of meanings. But their meaning is totally meaningless, because it's a waste of life itself. Then you have a small group who start thinking, feeling, contemplating, what is the meaning of life? The first group doesn't even think about it. When you are asleep, you don't think about it. You're functioning as the masses, like a gray mass. So the second one, which is much smaller, start asking themselves, isn't it more to life than this struggle, than this fighting, than this 9-to-4 working? That is the start of meaning. So in that group, this question about meaning in life can be helpful. Isn't life more than this? Isn't life more than suffering and work and struggle? No, you're getting into exploring, getting interested, reading some books, some spiritual books. Maybe hearing about some masters. Becoming aware that it is a different dimension to life. Then you also have to start looking at yourself. Cleaning out this sleepiness. Exploring your own inner being. Healing your traumas, your conditioning from the past, your ideas, how life is, how you are, how spirituality is. You have to start fresh. You have to clean out all that is unnecessary so you again can start innocent, like a child. Jesus says, let the children come to me. That's what he means. You can be grown up, but you have to be innocent. You have to be clean, cleansed from the past, from your ideas, from your conditioning, from your sleepiness. Only then can you understand and get in tune with the spiritual laws, with your inner being, with your heart. Now, here, it's so much depending on the person, what he has to go through or not, or how mature, or how evolved that soul is. Maybe he will recognize, remember something quick. Maybe he has to go through a lot. Maybe you have to go into that part and this part and this part and try everything. Lose hope, start again. Guru shopping. Sing Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. Change to become a Buddhist. Shave your head. Get long hair, short hair, nose rings, tattoos. Becoming rebellious. Standing on your head. But also sooner or later, a certain kind of intelligence will start happening, that you're going deeper than your image. You're becoming more aware how you live, how you eat, your health, your interests. Not so much important what other people think or say. Realizing you have to know yourself. What does it help to know the whole world if you don't know yourself? So the first, that one is lost in just a social ego, depending on where you are, because different places, different countries have different ideas how life should be. That keeping you a slave. No, on the second stage, the danger is you can get the spiritual ego that you know. And in a way you know more, but don't let the ego take over. So here what is important is to focus and stay tuned to your heart, to your truth. Or if you are so lucky that you find a master, a guru, an enlightened one that can guide you. Otherwise it's almost impossible. That's why in the East they always said that the master is the greatest blessing, the greatest friend you can have. Because he will always show you where you are and help you to move on, giving you courage, giving you light in the dark night. Otherwise, how to find the way? No, the third, when you have dropped the past, means dropping your own identity, your ego as such. And only when the false ego, the false self has gone, has been dropped, can the real, true self come forth. Now you enter a totally different dimension in yourself, because now you are in your real state of being for the first time, where you don't need anything from the outside. You have no more questions because you know. You are no more confused because you have seen truth. You are settled in your own being. That's what they call enlightenment or awakening. No, you live in a state of surrender. In the beginning is fight, struggle, conflict, non-surrender. In the middle is all topsy-turvy, sometimes this, sometimes that, sometimes fighting, sometimes letting go, sometimes happy, sometimes sad. It's a roller coaster. When you have let go of the false, of course, the real will be there. When the conflict, when the war is finished, peace is there. No, your whole focus is on the real, on peace, on God, on love. No, you are in tune because there's no more separation. The false, which is the ego, your personality, which is separate from the whole. And that separateness, that is the one who is looking for some meaning. Depending on where you are in your consciousness, you have different meanings. What is the meaning of life? When that is gone, then no more meaning, because you are love, you are life, you are consciousness. There is no more separation. So this doesn't come up because you are not more separated. And it's so vast, the mystery is so vast that you cannot ask what is the meaning. It's like asking what is the meaning of God. And we are all part of God, of existence. So realizing that brings peace, brings freedom, brings surrender, brings gratitude, brings joy, brings bliss, brings peace. So that is the meaning. But when you have the real meaning, you are just busy living. You never think about it. Because you are one with the whole. So this is in everybody, but for one who has awakened, it is amazing to see all the unnecessary struggle. I know for myself, because I've been there. The first, I haven't, because I was born with that longing for freedom. And that longing to come home for freedom, for peace, for being real, that is what's gonna save you. Because if you long for something, you will find it. If you love something, you will find it. But it's very difficult to talk about. Because the truth doesn't belong in the world of language, of words. Silence is the language of the gods. When you find your inner silence, your real self, you will understand that language. Then there's nothing more to talk about. Like Jesus said, this understanding, a realization that passes all knowledge. It goes beyond the mind. And when you go beyond your mind, your body, then you are in your real self, you're in your spirit self, untouched, unchangeable. Free. No, life becomes like it should be, can be. You enjoy your part. You dance. You sleep. You eat chocolate and drink coffee. You laugh. You do whatever because you're untouched. That space is untouched. That's what they always in India they called reborn. You are reborn in life. First, your parents gave birth to you. That is the birth that most people only know about. The second birth, you get born into your true being, into your soul, awaken to your own soul in life. Then only peace, gratitude, laughter, love, life, because you are part of it. There is no separation. Aum Shanti. May everyone realize this and be happy.
It's my pleasure to be here at your feet. It's my honor and my joy. It's no wonder that I finally meet myself in your side. It's my pleasure to be here at your feet. It's my honor and my joy. It's no wonder that I finally meet myself in your side.
Beloved Babaji, thank you for all your blessings, killing me softly so I can come home. May I let go of my old hurts, my arrogance. May I see, may I surrender, may I explode into silence. May I be your servant. May I come home. Thank you, Babaji, Vibhora. And what is in between you and all these things, to let go of your old hurts, your arrogance, to see, to surrender? What is in between? That. But that is stronger than you. Who are you then? That is just the head. What can that do if you want to do this? Or you are that? You are the head or you are something else? Then?
So it's, I don't know what to do.
It's nothing to do. It's nothing to do. You are. If you are something else, then be something else then. If you are something else now, that is not your head, then what?
Then it's like this.
Hmm?
Then it is like this.
Like this. And how is like this? Hmm? relaxed. Yes, then, so all this, so I can come home, so I can let go of my old hurts, my arrogance, that I can see, that I can surrender. All this, it comes down to one thing, your head. You just get rid of the heads, all these things that happen. So why hold on to the head then, if you had a glimpse of something else?
There is no reason, it's just old habit.
Yeah, that's it. It's old habit, that's what I'm working hard on you. Killing you softly. Killing you softly, Vibhora. That's the art of the master. You have to kill you softly because you have to go with it. Otherwise it's violence, no? When it's softly done, this is sweet. Slowly you understand from yourself. And you have to do it yourself, you know. The master is just tempting you, come. But it's not enough just to, may I let go of my arrogance. You have to be conscious and on guard. You have to be vigilant that this is what I want. You have to be on guard in yourself. When you fall into these arrogant traps, or your old hurts, or your anger, or whatever it is, not to be identified, go the other way. Because it's very easy to go the old way, that you know very well. Or here comes Mr. Arrogance, I know that, it's my old companion. Here's Mrs. Hurt, so nice to see my old friend. We have a long story. Don't get involved. It all belongs in the same department. And then when you let go, then you say, then it's peace. Then it's not, may I explode into silence. Silence is already there. Peace is already there. Just turn your back to that which keeps you away from peace. That's what I'm teaching you. Turn your back to those and to that which keeps you away from peace, from happiness. But then you have to go against your own habits. Because being unconscious, you always get identified with bad things. You get tempted because you have no clarity in yourself. So it's much easier to fall down. How can you fall up? But I tell you, you can't fall up. Anti-gravity. But you don't know about that. So only way that can happen is you let go of the old. When you are let go all your burden, when you are not identified with all these things, all hurts and arrogance and pain and jealousy and comparison and all these things, and your heart is pure and light, then anti-gravity, it will be a different pull. It will pull you up instead of down. And up till that time, you have to suffer. From one thing to the other, Vibhora, I heard that you weren't in the leading the groups like I had suggested with your this. And be non-serious, for God's sake. That helps a lot. Otherwise, it can be very serious. I will create a group for you, and you're like, you heard about the chain gang? It's a song. Working on the chain gang. In America, they have the chain gang in the prison, you know. The real bad inmates, they have chain around, and then the chain, working on the chain gang, like that. Here we have the compost gang. The chain gang, the people stay away from because it's dangerous people. Murderers, rapists, like that. The compost gang also is a little bit. At least 10 feet. But now you look so nice and clean with Buddha. In satsang, it's nice. Satsang saves everybody. Beloved Master Swahat, thank you again and again for bringing me back to simplicity with a deeper understanding. I am seeing my own ignorance and arrogance that I'm still giving food to becoming somebody instead of a nobody. And that I know nothing. I'm still a puppet thinking at times that he knows something, wanting to show off. Thank you for sharing so beautiful with us about devotion. This longing came in satsang to tell you that I wish to be more of service to you. Even though I don't know how, I just felt to tell you directly. It seems like the only thing with real purpose, serving myself, always seems to get me lost. I'm finishing my carpenter studies in some weeks and feel it is time for some transition in my life. I have no idea what, but I feel open and excited. I will keep this longing for more devotion and service as a guiding point, as well as more softness and simplicity. I feel I have been a bit wild lately, so filled with energy. I thought I would start the only way I know how for now, by serving you a poem in gratitude, in love, your romantic pudding Samara. You say, I'm seeing my own ignorance and arrogance, that I'm still giving food to becoming somebody instead of a nobody. This is what here I remind you to be nobody's, just be relaxed. Just be yourself. Just be simple. But it goes against all your conditioning, your whole mind, So that's why this nobody is teaching this. Only here in satsang this is said, this is taught. And when you are get touched by the truth, then of course, thank you again and again for bringing me back to this simplicity with a deeper understanding. And it's bottomless. So be happy that some understanding is happening. But that is the guiding light. Because that is not your mind, that is not your ego, it's your very intelligence, your consciousness, that is longing to go deeper. And that brings peace. The real always brings peace, brings clarity. So you can be involved in a million different things and dreams in the world, and it only will be more and more confusing, more and more conflict, more and more trying to be somebody that you are not. Then when you come here, then I remind you, then you relax. Everything is simple. No, I know nothing. I'm still a puppy thinking at times that he knows something, wanting to show off, yes. But puppies, they should just be very quiet and humble and learn when they are with the wolves. Yeah? And the wolves should be quiet when they are with the tiger. Like that. And if you are really intelligent, then you are always quiet. You don't need to be forced to it. Stupid people, they always put themselves in situations that they have to look at themselves. It's not out of their own intelligence. It is because you do something and you are ending up in a situation that you are forced to look at yourself. Intelligent people, they don't do that. They behave. Nothing wrong to be a puppy, just be a nice puppy. Everybody loves a puppy. But the puppy that wants to be a tiger, relax. Learn the art. And you see in satsang, puppies can turn into tigers like that. Because that's how consciousness works. It has nothing with time, it has nothing with the outside. It has nothing about working on yourself. It's an instant recognition of the truth. But if you are ready to contain it and live it, that is another question. Then this longing came in satsang to tell you that I wish to be more of service to you. When you are more service of me, it just means that you are living a truthful life, a real life, that you are happy. Then you are in service of me. What do I need? Nothing. What do I miss? Nothing. What do I want? Nothing. And look how happy I am. That's the art you have to learn. The only way is to be service to your own self, to be truthful, not to try to be somebody that you are not. Not to try to know, but to not know. But since you say it, maybe I find something. You are ready for an expedition? You can carry my bags? Huh? Happy, no? Then you have to compete with Yogendra, and he gets very mad. Then again, in conflict. Conflict, jealousy. What do you say, Mr. Abdimal? Even though I don't know how, I just had to tell you directly. It seems like the only thing with real purpose. Yes, it is the real only thing with the purpose for a seeker of truth, for a disciple. What else? Because you gain the real. By being devoted to the real, you gain the real. By being devoted to love, you get love. By being devoted to the false, you get the false. By being devoted to your desires, you get conflict. But still, this unconscious pull is so deep, no? So, of course, be devoted to the real and become real. It can be more easy if that understanding has dawned on you. That's why it's so important to be involved, because it keeps you connected to the real. It gives life a meaning. That's what gives my life a meaning, that you have a connection with something deeper, higher than your little ego self. That gives my life meaning. You have a connection to the divine in you, the sacred. And that's what everybody is missing, this connection with the sacred, with the divine, with the heart, with the soul. And when you have that, who cares what is happening and where you are? You are like a king, even if you don't have anything. Otherwise, look at people in the world. How embarrassing. Embarrassing for the human race. No, if we are in a time, everything will come up very, very clear. How false it is and how tricked we are by our old mind. We have to come back. I keep this longing for more devotion and service as a guiding point, yes. That's what you have to. If you find something that gives you meaning, that is lifting you, that is unburdening you, you have to take care of it. And why become a carpenter when you can become a poet? They don't pay good money for your poetry yet, huh? But that's fine. It's even better, be multi-dimensional, many things. Because one day your body is fucked, then you cannot do carpentry, then you can write poetry instead. No, you see, you also have to learn, or you have a backup. prayer blossoms, nourished in your light. Please, Master, use me as your instrument. Hollow in song, use me as your pen, channeling your grace. Use me as your hammer, building you temples till my head is gone. Okay, be careful with what you say now. Beloved, allow me to serve you back, like a leaf dancing in transparent wind. Ripen me to a fruit, one day to be lifted, swallow, becoming only you. My Lord, you said God, Guru, and Self are the same. Yes, I said, and I said that that's what Ramana Maharshi said. He used to say this, God, Guru, and Self are the same. Because no real Guru or master really wants to be a guru. No real guru wants to write any books or do interviews and all these things. They're not interested. They just want to be in peace. They have no interest in being worshipped. They are just themselves. So he said, just to remind you, that there is no separation. God, Guru, and Self are the same. Of course, because everything comes from God. Everything comes from the Source. So how can there be any separation? Not only humans, but the birds, the nature, the trees, the stars. Everything is coming from God. Everything is holy. Everything is a mystery. Only by being quiet can you really absorb that in the deepest way. Through this journey, I have always longed to surrender myself to God, to you, and through this love, meditation for me was always presented as a vast, infinite space. Looking at you, closing my eyes, I can see only how infinite you are. And here I have experienced even the whole universe descending on me. But some retreats ago, I started feeling a presence like never before, simply just being me. At first, I was judging it a bit because I could never see myself that way. I was always something, it was always something bigger outside, not me. But this blessing of receiving this gift happened the other day in satsang. This is where it happens, in satsang. That's why satsang is unique in the whole planet Earth. This recognition of God, of you, inside, is that the Self, beloved? Things are getting clearer, and I see many things that I have to learn. I'm so grateful, beloved. words can never say. The miracle to have you in this life never stops to appear before my eyes. Thank you so much for showering yourself on us. I feel eternal love at your feet. Yours, Yogita. It always starts like that because you have only been outside, no? And the whole work of the guru is to bring you back. That's why they say that the master is a mirror, is reflecting you. But of course, first, you only function outside, so you are projecting that outside yourself. Slowly, 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 you're coming back. And when you start having inner experiences and deeper meditations, then you start trusting that in you. You don't need to project it. Through this journey, I always long to surrender myself to God. This is why it's such a problem to surrender yourself to God or to the Guru or surrender yourself at all. Because yourself, as you say, myself, is a false self. You cannot surrender the false. That is the mind. And when the false is gone, surrendering is already happening. Understanding is already happening. You said God, Guru and Self are the same. Through this journey, I have always longed to surrender myself to God, to you. And both God and you are outside. And through this love, meditation for me was always presented as a vast infinite space. Yes. Looking at you, closing my eyes, I can only see how infinite you are. And here I have experienced even the whole universe descending on me. But some retreats ago, I started feeling a presence like never before. Simple, just being me. At first, I was judging it a bit because I could never see myself that way. It was always something bigger outside, not me. Yeah, because when you don't know yourself, then you project on the outside. But this blessing of receiving this gift happened in satsang, the recognition of God, of you inside. Is that the self, beloved? Yes, that is the self. God, Guru, and self is the same. How can it be separate? It's just that we people are lost on the outside. The work of the Guru is not to be looked up to or worshipped. It is to come back to yourself. And then your own understanding will flower. And out of that flowering, surrender, devotion, understanding, clarity, love, gratitude. Because you needed that to come back to yourself. Things are getting clearer, and I see many things that I have to learn. You don't have to learn anything, just relax now, Because how did this happen? It happened by itself. How did you learn? You were just here. It just happened. Learning is from the head, it's from the old, it's from that which is separated. Just relax into that which is already there. All what you need is already there. If anything, it is to drop things, nothing to learn, nothing to see. Yes, it is a time of learning. Like I told you about these different stages. It is a time of learning, of exploring. But it's also a time of letting go of all learning, of all doing, of all exploring. The deeper you go in yourself, in meditation, the less there is to do. It's just to trust. It's just to go deeper. There's nothing to learn. It's just you got the words wrong. It's just to trust it. That's why it's important I'm telling you that. Just trust what I'm saying. Relax in it. I'm so grateful, beloved. Words can never say. The miracle to have you in this life never stops to appear before my eyes. Thank you so much for showing yourself on us. I feel eternal love at your feet. Yours, Yogita. That's good. Get soaked. That's what satsang should be. If you get soaked. So something else is dawning on you. So you forget yourself and wake up to the real self. That is what gives meaning. The more peaceful, the more quiet, the more loving you are, that's what will come out of you. That's what you will share in so many different ways without doing anything, because it becomes your nature. It's a non-doing. That is another meaning of life. Then, when you have accepted yourself, love, peace, then automatically you will share that. If you haven't found it, what you will share is conflict, confusion, trickery, desires, wanting, greed, cheating. When you have found something beautiful, and you are surrendered to that, that's what will come out in whatever way. For somebody who's awakened, everything will be of beauty. Everything will come out of love, out of peace, out of gratitude. And what better meaning of life is that? That you will share beauty. You will share love. Just like a flower who is releasing the fragrance. That is totally organic. It's a non-doing, it's a happening. because it's flowering, it comes to its peak, is fulfilled, then the fragrance. And those who are sensitive, they smell it and they say, ah. Then they remember something. Ah, how beautiful. Then they become quiet. And in that quietness, they remember. Aum Shanti.